The terms mass, popular and low culture are often used interchangeably to refer to the same type of culture in slightly different ways. Mass culture refers to commercial, mass-produced culture and is, again, contrasted with high culture. Examples of mass culture include products such as red-top tabloid newspapers, TV soaps and reality shows, popular music, video games, blockbuster movies and websites like Twitter and Facebook. Mass culture has a number of features that distinguish it from other forms of culture, the product of industrialized societies. Standardized, short-lived products, designed to appeal to the masses rather than being set aside as special. Products are inauthentic, in that they are produced by businesses for profit in consumer societies, in contrast to the products produced with folk cultures. Demands little critical thought, analysis or discussion, that is, products have no lasting intellectual or artistic value. Strinati, a postmodernist, argues that mass culture is popular culture, having value and worthy of study, and rejects the view that there is a single mass audience and mass culture, suggesting that people critically choose from a wide variety of options on offer. Livingston, 1988, found that writers and producers of TV soap operas saw them as educating and informing the public by raising and commenting on important or controversial social issues. Marxists, such as Bourdieu, argue that mass culture, and, to an extent, popular culture, is only regarded as inferior when compared to high culture because the dominant class has the power to impose its own ideas of good taste on the rest of society. Some Marxists argue that the culture industries produce mass cultural products with little artistic merit in order to make a profit and then manipulate people through marketing and advertising into wanting them. Marxists also claim that mass culture acts as a form of social control and repression of the working class, lulling consumers into passivity, escapism, and uncritical conformity, undermining people's ability to think for themselves.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!